Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Pop-Up Birthday is an Austin nonprofit organization that believes that every child deserves to be celebrated. We're going to find out about what that means, what Pop-Up Birthday does with Kathy Harrelson. She's the executive director, Pop-Up Birthday. If you want to find out more about it on the website, you can do so. It's popupbirthday.org. Kathy, I appreciate you joining me here in the studio here in the Westlake Hills.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Welcome to Inside Austin. Let's talk about the organization. What is Pop-Up Birthday? What's the mission? What's the vision?
Well, our mission is to celebrate every child. Kids in foster care often wake up on their birthday wondering if they will have a celebration. Our entire mission is to see a child, recognize a child's life here, celebrate them, and tell them how important they are. Everybody knows how important birthdays are, no matter how old you are. And we do personalized birthday boxes for each child, and they get to pick their own theme. They get to tell us if they love pink or they don't like pink, if they want a unicorn or sports. And then the entire birthday is built with love and care, exactly how that child wants it and deserves to be celebrated.
I feel like that might be a pretty important aspect of their birthday, this birthday box when it arrives, because I imagine that there may not be a lot of opportunities for some of these kids to celebrate their birthday. And I feel like your organization may be making this day of the year very special for them, of a lot of days it may not be very special. At least that's kind of how I imagine that it could be. What about the history of the organization? Can you talk about the history of Pop-Up Birthday and the inspiration behind the beginnings of the organization?
Yes, I can. It's such a great story. We had a mom that had three young boys, taking them to birthday parties.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. Moms kind of can go overboard sometimes.
Especially these days, I think.
That's right. And so I think every time she walked into the next party, or she's sort of a party planner herself, extraordinaire, and as she was taking great care and love to celebrate the people that she loves the most, she's a heart for kids in foster care.
Yeah.
And so she started thinking, okay, what about the kids that aren't being celebrated? What about the kids that are moving from foster family to group home to, you know, home to home to home? And she started in her guest room. She built the first birthday party in a guest room, and she moved to a church and then moved to the space that we're in. And since the beginning in 2014, we have now celebrated over 6,000 birthdays, thanks to the vision and the mission that she put forward for our nonprofit.
And I can imagine the importance of volunteers in your organization, and really every nonprofit here that we talk to in town on Inside Austin. How important are volunteers to the operation, to building the birthday boxes, to acquiring these things? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. I mean, it's vital. You know, like you said, every single organization, they're the engine that pushes a nonprofit. We are a teeny tiny staff. All of our money goes back into the goods and services that are put into the box. And so we have some amazing volunteers, some that come in weekly, others that decorate boxes for us. We work with organizations and companies and churches and so many different ways to volunteer, but they're the only way that we make this happen. Each week, we prep and pack boxes, and on Thursdays, caseworkers pick them up. Between then, we've wrapped them and we've, you know, done all the exciting and fun little special touches to make it the personalized box that it becomes.
Yeah, again, because they are personalized. Does this happen in a warehouse somewhere? Where does all this packing and boxing take place with the volunteers?
Well, I'd like to say it happens in a warehouse.
It happens on your kitchen table?
Well, we do have an office now,
yeah.
But it is not much bigger than the studio that we are in. And so we are small but mighty. And while we can't have large groups into our space, we make sure that we have time and space for the volunteers that want to come in. So we sort of are working in shifts, but it happens.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
Where do you find the kids? Who are the kids? Are they limited to a geographical area? I don't, maybe the 13 counties that make up the Austin area, or where do they live and who are they and how do you find them?
That's a great question. We actually serve 17 partner agencies. We also serve families that are, it's called kinship. Somebody can move in with a family member instead of being displaced. And we are trying to keep that family together, give them resources. They're trying to put food on tables. They might bring in three or four nieces at the same time. They want to celebrate them. They just don't have the means. So this birthday box enables them to celebrate a child that could be thriving in their home. We serve through caseworkers. So each child that we serve has to have a number. They are in the DFPS system. We serve 31 counties, though. You know, Austin is changing, and not everybody lives right in the 13 counties. And kids can end up in neighboring counties, and we are normalizing that situation and making sure that that home is happy for them.
Do you find that as Austin becomes more and more expensive, these kids are pushed further and further out of the central area?
That seems to be the trend. I was just in a meeting where that was, you know, kind of the topic of conversation. And so while the kids are getting pushed out, they're still our kids. You know, they started here, and that 31 county area is enabling us to serve kids that just really need to be celebrated, even if they don't live down the street from you or me.
So you guys package these personalized birthday boxes. You give them to a caseworker. The caseworker delivers them to the kid. I guess you don't get to see the impact on the child's face, which I think would be very rewarding, but maybe you should deliver those in person. What is the impact? What's the feedback from the families or the foster families or the kids when they receive these boxes?
We don't get to see them, and boy, do you we want to. You know,
sure.
Our volunteers ask if they can go to birthday parties, but here's the thing about us: we want the joy to happen, and so as we're building a box, we ask every volunteer to think about what the child's face might look like when they open that box. I mean, if it's a Minnie Mouse explosion or a sports or an 18-year-old that the need that they asked for was, you know, deodorant, or it doesn't matter what it is, but it is up to us to know the difference that we're making. It's not about us. It's about these kids, and we don't want to make it about us. You know, this is their celebration and they get to do it how they want, thanks to our volunteers. But
you're like birthday elves.
We are. We are. You might never see us, but we sprinkle that joy around.
Birthday fairies.
And we're working on some birthday parties where maybe we're able to be there. But more than anything, if a caseworker brings the box, that's not always a great situation when your caseworker comes to the door. Sometimes it's positive. Sometimes it's negative. Is if the family gives it, if, you know, whoever gives that box, we want it to be right for the child. We want the celebration to happen and it not be about us and our parameters. We're proud of that.
It sounds like there also might be an opportunity to improve the relationship of the caseworker and the family, or the caseworker and the child, when the caseworker shows up with no other motive other than to bring the birthday box.
Right. I mean, what a great opportunity for them. You know, they don't want it to be negative. They're really trying to help. Their heart is always in the right place. And these are difficult situations. So anything that we can can give them to help. Again, we're just all about that joy.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Kathy Harrelson. She's the Executive Director, Pop-Up Birthday. If you want to find out more information about the organization online, it's popupbirthday.org. You're effectively sending sometimes an entire birthday party in a box. Can you go over some of the things that are typically found in one of your personalized birthday boxes there at Pop-Up Birthday?
I can, because it's pretty multifaceted. So each child is able to name their theme. Any likes, we like all the detail that we can get. So we know if they're developmentally, you know, delayed in some sort, so we can give something that can help with that. There's so many different things, but what we don't want is for anyone to have to provide anything. When the box is open, the party is there, down to the forks, to the paper plates, to the banners, to the decorations. We put a cake mix and icing in there.
Wow.
So that's a normalcy activity. They might not have ever cooked before. And so
how
that's
big is this
a
box?
Fun thing to do. It's pretty big, but not huge. you would be impressed with what
all we can
get in
there. Yeah, it's got to fit in a caseworker's car, right?
That's right. And then we give three gifts. One to read, one that they need, and one that they wish for.
Oh.
And so I feel like that's kind of a good, you know,
sure.
that's fun, but it also is really helping. One of the things that I love about it, now that I've worked there a little bit, that I did not understand in the beginning how important it was, is we put some goodie bags in there. They can have up to 10. So they have, if they have a party, whether it's family or friends, these kids are given things. They don't really have the opportunity to give. So to be able to pass out a goodie bag, which is so important to children at a birthday party. You remember,
sure.
right? That really gives them some power and empowers them. And the whole thing from naming their theme to naming their gift, it enables them to use their voice. We had a caseworker tell us that they had a little boy that they asked, you know, what do you want? And he said, I don't know. What do I want? And the caseworker said,
nobody
no.
ever asked him that question before?
Yes. Yeah. That's what he said. He goes, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that. I'm like, wow, what a way to teach a child that their voice does matter and to think about what they want.
Yeah.
While we're telling him how important he is to the world.
The website mentions birthday buddies. Can you talk about what a birthday buddy is?
Yes, we love our birthday buddies. When you go on to our website, there's different ways to give. You know, one is to donate straight cash. One is to shop off our wish list. So you can buy something that's $5 or you can provide an entire box, which is about $150. And that's what our birthday buddies do. They pick a child. They're assigned to a child. They know the child's theme. They know their age, if it's a girl or a boy, likes and dislikes and needs and wants. And so a lot of people do this because to celebrate other people's birthdays. They do it as a lesson to teach their own children that every time you go into Target, it's not to buy for yourself, it's to buy for others. And then we had a mom come in with three boys and she had given them each a theme. One did sharks, one did sports, and another one did a particular sport. And she let them pick all the party supplies for those sports. I was like, what a great lesson for those boys, because they kind of were arranged and she was trying to find something meaningful for the summer. We need party supplies galore. That's one of the specialty items in our boxes that makes it so, so special. And they're expensive.
Yeah.
You know, paper plates and tablecloths that have sharks all over them, those aren't cheap.
And they're more expensive today than they were a year ago.
Yes. So we have people that can give at all different ranges and we do a lot of drives. A lot of people want to do, you know, cake and icing drive or a Barbie or a Lego drive, you know, or party supply drive. Lots of different ways to give.
Well, what about donations and volunteerism? Donations on the website, I'm guessing. Volunteerism, do you need more volunteers?
We always want more volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, we the need is always great. And as we grow and we try to find every child out there that needs our services, we'll need more volunteers for that. So when under the website, you can find how to give, how to donate. There's three different opportunities and ways to do that. There's also a column for volunteers. We do a volunteer training twice a month. And once you've done that training, then you can sign up on our website calendar to come in at any time.
And we've got about 30 seconds left. I'll let you have all 30 seconds. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk about? What is it you'd like to mention to Austin and Central Texas about kids or Pop-Up Birthday?
I mean, there are just so many kids in need and there's so many people that care. And I think that's the beauty of what a nonprofit does. We have a very particular lane that no one else in Austin fills. And we're really proud of that. We need people to help us get there. We know we're making a difference. We hear it every single day. And there's so much that people can do in in small and large ways. And if you're interested in partnering with us, you know, let us know, because we can tailor to you.
Making one day special for a kid in need.
Yeah.
That's Kathy Harrelson. She's the executive director, Pop-Up Birthday. If you'd like to find out more information or donate or volunteer, or there's a bunch of ways you can help, you can get the information on the website. It's popupbirthday.org, popupbirthday.org. Kathy, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin.
Thanks for helping us spread joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.